Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And here in the studio with my bride, Lady Liberty. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash a Commie Thursday.
Yeah!
We've got plenty of them. They're everywhere. It seems like they're everywhere. But they're really not. You know, still to this day, they would have us believe, because they own the mass media, right?
Right.
They would have us believe that at least half the nation is on board with all of their communist agenda, and that is just not true.
Yes.
What they want to blow it up in order to influence and sway
yep.
the rest of the people in the nation, but it's not true. Their own actual support is less than about 20% of the nation right now.
Right.
Which means 80% of us are absolutely against everything they're doing.
Exactly. And what they do, of course, these are the tactics that they use. San Francisco, for example, they had hundreds of people showing up in support of Israel.
Right.
But only on the heels of 15,000 people in support of the Palestinians and Hamas, right?
Right.
But we're talking San Francisco.
Right.
Or San Francisco.
Yeah.
And that's what the media tries to project as, this is America. This is a snapshot of what America, how they feel. And it's not true.
Right. And we also have to keep in mind that all of those people are on Soros's payroll. These people are getting paid, and the ones that aren't on Soros's payroll are on the United Nations payroll. And that's why they're coming here, is because the UN is paying them with our money through our federal agencies. And yeah. So
another wave coming too.
Yeah, exactly.
While we're distracted with the war over there,
right.
They're coming right through the southern border.
That's more. Right. Well, and to that end, there is some good news with keeping up to date with our new House Speaker. He has some good news. He says that the House Republicans already passed H.R. 2, the most comprehensive border security legislation in decades.
Good.
The Senate should take it up immediately, he said. So way to go. Speaker Johnson, nice yeah. job getting right to the point. The other point, other than the border, that you and I have been just religiously pushing, no pun intended, right, is ban the electronic voting machines.
Yes.
Those are the two biggest issues in the nation that are bringing the nation down right now.
Right.
Is the fraudulent elections that are due to the electronic voting machines and the wide open border. Both of those are a lethal combination for any nation.
Absolutely. We would not be in the situation that we're in the world right now if the United States elections hadn't been stolen in 2020.
Absolutely. We would still be traditional America as we were.
We'd be strong. We'd be energy independent. Our borders would be secure.
Israel would not be being attacked. I mean, none of this stuff.
Yeah,
Ukraine would
Russia,
not have
Ukraine,
been attacked.
Right.
None of this horrific garbage would have ever happened. And that is how powerful the power of a vote is.
Yes.
You know, and so when any time your vote can be erased electronically, sure, you can go and vote all day long. You can drag your whole entire city to vote
right.
all day long. And if all somebody has to do is push a button to erase every last one of your votes, it doesn't matter that
yep.
you voted.
Shift them to the other guy.
That is the most successful Stalin tactic that has ever been around on the planet.
Yep, counting the votes.
Yep, counting the votes. Counting the votes and eliminating votes or adding millions of false votes.
That's
all
right.
of that has got to be taken, I mean, seriously, and get, you know, it's got to be put under control.
Yes.
And so, as you know, I've said that, okay, so Speaker Mike Johnson is the next person on my list to get a copy of the checkmate bill to ban electronic voting machines. And right. I would just suggest to all of you that you all do the same. Can we flood him with copies of this bill? There's nothing more important this nation is facing right now than basically restoring our right to vote. And so currently that checkmate bill on our website at radiofreeredoubt.com, posted on the front page, has had well over 800 downloads. And so people are sending these. Yep. I ask you to please continue to send them and send them certified mail. It's only like $4.50. So it's very affordable for every single person out there. And it's something that we can do. It's legal, and it could have an absolutely enormous impact.
Absolutely. That's absolutely. And that's another great candidate to send it to.
Yep.
Well, we've got a ton of stuff to hit on today, more than we'll be able to get through. So let's get to the word of the day right now and make sure that we're starting off on the right foot in His word.
That's for sure. Okay. Well, so the word of the day for Thrashakami Thursday comes to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12 through 20, which read under the title, Glorify God in Body and Spirit. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Foods for the stomach and stomach for foods, but God will destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you are bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And that's it.
Good one.
That's very cool, especially looking back at the word from earlier, I think it was last week, Isaiah chapter 43, describing that he paid for the Israelis with
Egyptians.
Yeah. and the people of Seba.
Right.
And so he pays, you know, that it's essentially him paying off the devil for your soul with his own blood if you agree to it.
That's right.
And so that is the cost. And that is such a striking thing to point out, is that God has to balance the books, right?
Yes.
And so if he's made this agreement, he's good on any agreement, even if he makes that agreement with Satan, who he lets dwell and rule over the earth
temporarily,
until he comes back. And so, you know, us being of the flesh, prone to sin, born into sin, we have to be delivered out of that and baptized for a spiritual rebirth, and the blood is what pays for that. And so, you know, Jesus's blood is what pays for that. And so what's also very interesting about bringing up the cost is I have brought this up before. I had a dream about this very thing when I was trying to get baptized. I was trying to get myself and my whole family baptized. And I had a dream that was sent from God where I was brought across this plateau by another person, very nondescript, walking with me to the edge of this plateau in this big valley. And as I stood at kind of the edge of this plateau, suddenly a huge keyhole was above me.
Right.
And looking through this keyhole down at me. I mean, I was looking up like 15 feet, and this keyhole was like the old style door keyhole.
Yes.
And it was, it itself was probably 15 feet tall. So I'm looking like 30 feet into the air, and this big eye looks at me through this keyhole. And this big voice says to me, "What is the cost of three souls on the third planet?" And as soon as he spoke, I felt like scared to death, right? Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh. And yep. And so I answered, I said, "The blood of Jesus Christ." And then I woke up. And that is so stunning to me because I didn't know anything in the Bible at that point about any sort of cost associated with anything, right?
Right.
And in fact, when I woke up, I was like, boy, I hope I answered that correctly. Because <You know? laughs> at that point...
What made you answer that way?
Well,
you know, that's interesting.
Well, because, I mean, you know, I figured that's got to be the only answer. But, I mean, I really didn't... I wasn't totally sure because I had barely even read anything in the Bible at that point.
Not to mention, I have to run and look it up on Wikipedia. Which one's the third planet?
Yeah. Well,
oh, Earth. Oh, okay, got it.
You're going to get spanked after this one. But anyway, so I mean, I just thought I'd point that out, that he clearly has books to balance. And
right.
He clearly is fair, even right down to the last one of us.
Yes.
So what an awesome thing. But also the fact that he's describing flee sexual immorality, you know, that is the sin that you do against your own body.
And against the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and it's interesting too. I mean, this was written almost 2,000 years ago. And it's still just as applicable today.
That's right.
In fact, if not even...
More so.
I would say it's readily accessible because of technology. It's thrown in our faces continually.
Right.
But back when Paul was writing this, during the, you know, the Greek, Roman Empire, it was in their faces too.
That's right.
And, you know, I mean, it was integrated into their culture and their religious practices.
Right, all the pagan rituals and the idolatrous rituals.
Pedophilia the prostitution and everything, which was part of, you know, integrated into their faith.
Right.
And so it was very much, you know, in their face all the time then as well. But it's just as relevant today because it is one of the pitfalls that gets more people, especially believers.
Right. Well, and again, it's also a good reminder because, like you're saying, it's in front of every person's face. And so we also just, it's good for every one of us to know that because that's that question, what is the unpardonable sin? The unpardonable sin is the sin that you won't repent of and never look back at again, you know? And so that is something that, well, everybody has to be concerned with, that
right.
not just sexual immorality, but every sin that you have. You must, absolutely must turn away from it in your actions and in your thoughts to the point where if you even think about it, it almost makes you sick. And you wouldn't even think of going back to something like that. In fact, here's a little helper for everyone out there. Whatever sin that you might have trouble with, know that you can get over it if you pray to the Lord and ask Him to strengthen you in that area. And God will show up for you. And the best part is that the way your brain works is that to stop any habit, it takes 21 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the 3-week mark, if you've put it behind you for 3 weeks, chances are you won't return to it.
That's right.
So I found that very, very helpful because that came from you know, brain scientists that are,
yes.
You know, they study the patterns of the brain and
yeah.
That was what they came up with.
There
so,
you go.
So fascinating.
Practical advice there for
that's right.
applying today's scripture.
That's right.
Which is also very relevant and applicable. So, well, we've got a lot more to hit on this Thoracic Army Thursday. So thank you for that. And once again, the scripture is 1 Corinthians.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12 through 20.
6, 12 through 20. All right, Patriots, will you stick around? The segment brought to you by Katie Armor, serious body armor for serious times. Check them out at katiearmor.com, Christian Patriot-owned business. Get your comms up, get your armor up, get your weapons up, get your situational awareness up. This is very interesting times. All right, we'll be right back after this break. Stick around.
White supremacists, I did my inaugural address to single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. And we won't ignore what our intelligence agencies have determined to be the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today. White supremacy is terrorism.
Have you lost your mind?
Communist propaganda, which left unchallenged, could speed up their goal of world domination. We are in the midst of a continuing struggle for the minds of men.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And we are, as a reminder, we are listener-supported almost completely, and we really could use your help. We need your help to help stay on the air, and thank you for those of you who have contributed and do on a regular basis. Just $5 or $10 a month, $20 a month, anything that won't set you back but will still all add up and help us out. We are very grateful for you prayerfully considering that. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab, and find the different ways that you can support us. Well, Lady Liberty, segment two, bunch of stuff lined up. We got a long clip. We want to make sure we reserve enough time.
That's
right.
It
is all like gold.
It is, because this is the kind of thing that you and I have been just waiting to hear, because this is about Mayorkas and Josh Hawley, and Josh Hawley takes him to the cleaners. Let me tell you what. In fact, let's just jump into it, shall we? Because like you said, it's a little long, but it's so well worth listening to what he has to say.
And we're going to save you guys all some jail time, because you cannot reach through the radio and choke Mayorkas, no matter how much you want to. This is great. Listen to this.
On a visa, who gather and chant that slogan and actively advocate for the elimination of Israel and attacks on Jewish individuals, whether in the Middle East or here in the United States, as we're seeing on college campuses, should those students have their visas revoked?
Senator, I believe you are referencing a provision in the Immigration and Nationality Act about which you have written to me. And I am very familiar with your assertion that statutory provision requires the revocation of their visa.
But should they have their visas revoked? I'm asking you.
We are assessing your legal assertion. It is a matter of legal interpretation of the statute.
Well, just as a moral matter, I mean, should students who are here, foreigners who are here in this country, accessing our university system and advocating for the killing of Jews, should they be allowed to stay here at our leisure?
Senator, it is a matter of law, and it requires a legal interpretation, and I am not in a position to provide that legal interpretation. And let me add something.
Wait. My time is very limited. I have to say, I think your answer is disappointing, but let me ask you something else. Let me ask you about people who say other things. What about people who say things like, on October the 7th, F Israel, I'm cleaning up the language here, F Israel, the government and its military, are you ready for your downfall? People who say things like, F Israel and any Jew who supports Israel. May your conscience haunt your dreams until your last breath. Palestine will be free one day. F apartheid Israel and any Israeli. Well, this is pretty extreme rhetoric, don't you think?
Senator, I do, and I think there is a distinction between espousing or endorsing terrorist ideology and speech that is odious, that does not rise to that level.
Fair enough. This person works for you. This is Nuja Ali, an employee of the Department of Homeland Security, who posted these comments on October the 7th. That's not all she posted. She also posted this graphic. Now, this is a fake graphic, I want to be clear, but I think we understand it. This is a paraglider, a Hamas paraglider, depicted here with a machine gun flying into Israel. She posted it under her online alias with the celebratory Free Palestine. Mr. Secretary, what's going on here? Is this typical of people who work at DHS? This is an asylum and immigration officer who is posting these frankly pro-genocidal slogans and images on the day that Israelis are being slaughtered in their beds. What have you done about this?
Four things I'd like to say to you. Number one, your question to suggest that that is emblematic of the men and women of the Department of Homeland Security is despicable.
This person works for the Department of Homeland Security. Have you fired her?
That was one of four answers.
Have you fired her?
One.
Have you fired her? Don't come to this hearing room when Israel has been invaded and Jewish students are barricaded in libraries in this country and cannot be escorted out because they are threatened for their lives. You have employees who are celebrating genocide and you are saying it's despicable for me to ask the question? Has she been fired?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Secretary.
After the consumption of Senator Hawley's time, I'd like to speak.
Has she been fired?
Because I will not
be. We would like an answer. Would you?
Because I will not be given the opportunity.
Has she been fired?
So that individual has been placed on administrative leave.
So she's not been fired.
Number two.
Why has she not been fired?
Number two, the individual was hired in 2019.
Why has she not been fired?
Number three, I cannot speak to an ongoing personnel matter.
Why has this person not been fired? Your answer is you can't speak to it? This isn't sufficient to fire her?
I am not in a position to speak to an ongoing personnel matter.
This isn't sufficient to fire her? That's what you're telling me?
That is not what I'm saying.
But she's still on your payroll as we sit here today.
That is not what I'm saying.
She's still on your payroll as we sit here today.
Senator?
How many cases? She was an asylum and immigration officer. How many cases did she adjudicate?
Senator, I'm not in a position to speak about an ongoing personnel.
I'm not asking about that. I'm asking you how many cases she adjudicated.
My answer remains.
Did she adjudicate any cases involving Israelis seeking asylum in this country?
Same answer.
Well, let me just point you to what else she posted on social media, where she drew attention to the fact that she is an immigration and asylum officer. Hashtag immigrants, hashtag asylum seekers, hashtag Palestine, hashtag refugees welcome. This is on her LinkedIn post, where she has her professional affiliation posted. So I think the American people deserve to know, has she admitted, contrary to law, individuals who should not be in this country, or denied Jewish refugees, whose genocide she's advocating, asylum that they deserve?
Same answer.
You're not gonna tell us what this person's done? Are you conducting a review of her cases at least?
Senator, as I have said over and over again, I cannot speak to an ongoing.
You said that you will not. I can't believe that you would come to this committee knowing this. You know about this. I've written to you about it. You know all about it. And you come here unwilling to answer and suggest that it is wrong of me to ask you the question. Quite frankly, Mr. Secretary, I think that your performance is despicable. And I think the fact that you are not willing to provide answers to this committee is absolutely atrocious.
Boy, that was just awesome.
No
I wanted
kidding.
To just make a big bowl of popcorn and just sit there and watch that exchange. It was great.
I know it.
But, you know, my question, though, is what now? Why not hold him in contempt?
I know. They could actually charge him in contempt of Congress for refusing to answer questions.
And what's the status of his impeachment?
Right.
I mean, he's the one that should be on unpaid administrative leave while they are going through the impeachment.
Yep, while they're investigating it. And I totally agree. Same thing with Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland.
Right.
And so all of them should be on administrative leave because of all of their their illegal activity that they're doing day by day.
Definitely part of the deep state and not doing our country any a great disservice, I should say.
Right. And so he's pointing out that Nuja Ali works for Department of Homeland Security. What on earth is she still doing working there? And same thing with Yusra Fazili, the chief of staff for the Pentagon comptroller, who's an anti-Israel, pro-Hamas radical,
right,
who isn't even trying to hide her radicalism in her social media posts. And these people are clearly siding with the Muslim extremists.
Biden said when he was on the campaign trail, he's going to fill his cabinet full of Muslims.
Yep.
And he has done that. Yeah.
Yep.
Including Palestinians.
That's right. Well, and it's crazy, especially to think that the Hamas official Ghazi Hamad says they will repeat the October 7 like attacks until Israel is annihilated.
Yes.
Well, that's really fascinating, especially coming after we watched this video clip of Israeli parliament members crying after watching a 45-minute video capturing the October 7th atrocities taken by the body cam of the Nazi Hamas terrorists. They came out bawling. It is so horrific. They were bawling. These are parliament members. And so, you know, you could very well imagine, I mean, just hearing what happened was bad enough, but seeing it, that has got to be a life changer.
Yes. You know, there is there was a posting on Twitter by this young woman in Portland. I'm not sure where, Portland, Maine, somewhere. She says, "Hi, I'm from Portland, like you. I'm a Christian, like you. I come from a Palestinian family. But if you really cared about the plight of Christians in the Middle East, you'd be supporting Israel and condemning Hamas."
Yep.
And of course, the Christian population in the Palestinian territories fell from 15% in 1950 to less than 2% today. And Israel is where they tolerate Islam, Christianity, all the other religions.
That's right.
You go into these Palestinian-controlled areas, you talk about intolerance toward anything not Islam and the persecution of non-Muslims. It's
off the charts.
It's unreal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. Well, and that's what they're known for. And just like the official Hamas, the Hamas official Ghazi Hamad said, they will repeat those same October 7th like attacks until Israel is annihilated.
Yep, that's right. Well, more to cover tomorrow, guys, so stick around. This is Radio Free Redoubt, the morning commutes. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrashakami Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.